This is your psychic girlfriend, Robin Richardson. And if you're like me, you're interested in how the universe works and in all things mystical. So let's explore it together. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast. Hello, everyone. This is Robin Richardson, your psychic girlfriend, and I am back doing my podcast. So I'm so happy you're here. It's been a while. It's been a minute, as the kids say. First, a little housekeeping. I'll just tell you, I'm Robin Richardson, and I've been doing this kind of work for a long time. Since 1990, I'm a Reiki master teacher. I'm a natural born psychic. I am an Akashic record reader and teacher. And I'm a transformational and mindset coach, focusing on how to navigate life and making the mystical typical. So if you are here and you're listening and you're new in my world, I want to present to you some really fun, cool guests to talk about things that I have no idea about and some things I have a little knowledge, just enough to be dangerous, like astrology, and give you some tips on how to manifest the best life for yourself. If you are interested in joining my community, I have a locals community, and it's robinrichardson.locals.com, and come and be a supporter of the work. Get some free content, get live free trainings for those who are supporters, get the skinny on the podcast early. You get the early preview and some lives I will be doing there, to take your questions and give you mini readings. You can find me on TikTok as well. And you can always check out my website, yourpsychicgirlfriend.com. I'm also on Instagram, you know, the socials. But anyway, today we are going to talk a little bit about something that popped up. Like, I've been doing a lot of work on myself as far as, being more deliberate in my life, being more expansive in the work that I do and the life that I live. And, you know, as I get older, I get, a little bit more bolder, if you will. I get bolder in what I want to do and who I want to hang around with and that kind of thing. I become a little bit more discerning. But recently, and if you were on my TikTok, you'll probably see the TikTok coming up, but there was a motivational speaker named Jim Rohn. And you're probably familiar with this quote: you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And this idea suggests that the people you surround yourself with have a significant impact on your mindset, your behavior, and overall success in life. So his point really is to choose positive and influential individuals as companions to shape your own development. And if you're listening to this podcast, you are probably someone who, you know, wants to grow, wants to expand, and, you know, I'm here for it. I'm here to help you as in any way I can. One of the things I have a little bit of an issue with is, I don't think he's necessarily wrong in this quote. Obviously, he's a very successful motivational speaker, but one of the things that I have been doing, and it's happened to me in the past, is people grow out of me. You know, they're done. You know, they're done. They're over it, and they move on. Sometimes it's gently, and sometimes it's not. And I've had to let go of people in my life, and I'm not talking just romantically. I'm talking about, you know, friendships and people that I've spent time with who I have internally felt like I've needed to move on from, but had a hard time letting go. So if this is you, you know, I'm gonna share some experiences I've had, and you know, maybe give you the courage to audit the people that you're spending time with, whether they're friends or family, and give you the motivation and courage to, you know, take a step back, limit your time with them, and support you in that, because I do think that we come together with our friends, and if you're focused on growing and learning, then sometimes being around people who are not developing or changing or growing, they can be like a block to your own growth. Now, there's some people that, like, you know, I have that aren't really focused on that so much, but I enjoy them for other reasons. And I don't feel that they are, I guess, sucking the life out of me, I guess that's what I would say. And I don't allow that anyway anymore. I know people struggle in life, and I certainly have had my fair share of struggles and have leaned on my friends and asked for their support and help. But sometimes when I'm trying to grow, you know, like, they may not be the right people to align with, and that's okay. So my focus has been, I've been looking at people that stimulate me in a way that encourages me and motivates me to raise my game, to expand my world, to go for opportunities that I may not have considered. People who reflect back to me my own, where I've come from, basically saying, you know, you've come so far since whenever, and stimulate me to think. You know, I recently discovered a woman who I don't necessarily agree with her politics, and that's okay. But she has really, I've listened to a lot of her podcasts now, and I've been part of her community, and for a lot of reasons, none of which I'm going to go into in this podcast. Well, maybe I will in the future, but she's really given me food for thought. And it's allowed me to step out of my normal way of thinking and actually consider another idea. And as we continue to go into this election year, oh my gosh, do we need to really expand our thinking and to look at other points of view? And that, you know, that's for everyone. And so anyway, she's, you know, been somebody that I have been listening to and very much enjoying. And sometimes, you know, when she goes on the path that I really don't agree, I just turn it off. I don't need to, like, say to her, you're wrong, or any of that stuff. I've learned in the past that it's not worth it. But I've also heard her talk about when she has been quote unquote wrong and has changed her view. So I have great respect for her. And I'm going to say her name. Why not? Her name is Megan Fox, and not the actress. She's a writer. She's on Locals. So check her out. You know, if you want to be challenged a little bit, and if you want to, you know, just have opportunities to, like, consider in the comfort of your own home, other people's opinions without having to comment on them. And it's another reason why I decided to start this community, robinrichardson.locals.com. It's to, like, really have a place for people to have positivity and, you know, and just connect on that level. Because this election year can be so challenging for a lot of us, and people that are interested in metaphysics and mystical things tend to be people who are empaths and feel so much. So if the world isn't going the way they want it to go currently, it can be a really challenging time. I know it was for me. So one of the things that I have done is I limit my consumption of news, my I've curated my social media, so a lot of it comes up as, you know, mystical topics, spiritual, how to travel, and CrossFit, because I CrossFit. So, and Olympic lifting. So I've curated my social media so I don't get those blasts of negativity or doom and gloom or he's right, she's wrong, all that stuff. When I get a glimpse of it, sometimes I need to get my spiritual sidekick spray by I love. I love love. Oh my God. The best stuff. I'm going to link stuff into my bios. So I totally recommend spiritual sidekick. This is spray. Amazing, amazing stuff to keep myself in a neutral place. I also bring in flowers to my house. Fresh flowers are always a good way to connect with nature and have some beauty in my home, especially when things are challenging. And I have learned to grow some plants. So yay me. Anyway, I'd love to hear from you and find out what you guys do to stay positive and connected. And that's going to be great. So let me tell you a few more things that I'm going to be doing. I have a free live training coming up, and you can get information on that on my locals community, because this is going to be for the community to come and train in connecting more to their intuition and other topics like chakras and Reiki and energy healing and manifestation and a lot of like change your brain, neuroplasticity, things like that. Just topics that are going to help you get a little taster. Akashic records are going to be one of them. A little taster on some of these topics and get a little training. And if you are interested, then you can go further with me as a coach or any other expert that I'm going to feature. And coming up in future podcasts, I've got some very exciting guests, and I'm not going to reveal them yet, but keep your, you know, eye on locals on TikTok and Instagram, Robin, your psychic girlfriend, and be the first in the know. And you can always obviously hear things here on the podcast. So I'm also going to we're going to have two trainings a month. And I'm going to offer one, and then another one will be with me and a fabulous teacher. Her name is Anu, and she does ancestral healing and flower essences. And we are going to present to you some great tips and tricks on how to either connect to your ancestry, what flower essences might be good for you, and other things. So that's going to be our magical hour with Anu and I, and this and will be featured on my podcast here at Your Psychic Girlfriend. So stay tuned to that. Also, if you would like to be a part of my newsletter, you're going to get specials, you know, and on my Linktree. So there's plenty of ways to connect with me, plenty of ways to, you know, have your thumb on the pulse of all things mystical and positive, and hopefully we can get through life in this next period together in a way that feels great. That's my goal anyway. So talk to me about, you know, the five friends that you hang out with. You know, take a look at who you are spending time with, who, you know, I'd almost like take a little bit of a notebook, like a notebook and, or an Excel sheet. If you're like me, I like Excel spreadsheets, and list the people that you spend the most time with and give them a rating. You don't have to show this to them. And if you're my friend listening, you're still my friend no matter what. So, but give them a rating from 1 to 10. Do they energize you as a number 10, or do they may, do you feel depleted like at a 1? And just take a look, and maybe do columns, like one with how you feel when you're spending time with them. Do you see them as someone that ignites the fire in you to be better, to grow, to reach for new heights with yourself? Is this somebody that's got your back? Is this someone that loves to learn with you? Is this someone that just entertain or is entertaining? And I don't mean just in the sense that that's, that they have to have every purpose in your life, because I have people that entertain me and I love being around them. And there's people that I have deep and stimulating conversations with that I work through things verbally, that we support each other, and we may not always agree, which is okay, obviously. But we work through things together. There's no jealousy or envy, but we are encouraging of each other and tossing out ideas and think tanks type of thing, like, how would this work, or what would that look like? And have you considered that? Those kind of people. I have a lot of those people, and I love them. And then there's people that like I literally just enjoy having dinner with and spending time with, and because they are so different from me, that I get a little peek into how they think and in their lives, and it's fun. It's great. So take a look, and if those people that you spend the most time with are on that spectrum of one, like they're not. You just feel depleted all the time when you're with them, then I encourage you and I invite you to give yourself permission to step back, to allow yourself to reclaim your own energy and make space for another relationship or friendship that may come into your awareness, that might be more supportive of the version of you that you are and the version of you that you want to be. And we're going to talk about versions of ourselves. So that will be later podcasts. But for today, I want you to just kind of take a look at who you surround yourself with, and how is that reflected to you? Are you gossiping, or are you, and there's no judgment here. It's just kind of what are you doing with your time when you're with someone, with some of your friends or the people that you're around? And this could be family members too. And that could be really rough when you recognize that maybe you're spending time with family members does more damage to your psyche and your well-being than it does to not. But you have to spend time with them because you're obligated to, or you have some belief system that says that you can't take care of yourself. And we'll talk about that too. All right. I think this is good for a first podcast. And again, if you would like to join me on Locals, that is robinrichardson.locals.com, and it will be in the bio. So you can check that out, or check out my Linktree, which will have everything really, and the specials that I have, and the YouTube channel, and all the stuff, all the things. But eventually I want to do the podcast live on Local, so then you guys can chat and talk to me while I'm doing the podcast, and I can answer your questions. Maybe you have some psychic questions I can answer as well. Your Psychic Girlfriend reboot, March 2024. Here we go. It's springtime. And it's always a pleasure to connect with you. So I look forward to doing more. And if you have a suggestion for a podcast topic, or if you are an expert and would love to come and share with me what you're doing, I would be pleased to have you. If you're somebody that is a student as well of maybe manifestation or tarot or whatever, and you would love to come and chat with me about it, I'm happy to have you there too, because I want my audience to feel connected and a part of. And I also would love to introduce to the world your fabulous self so people can know who you are. All right. Well, this has been Robin Richardson, your psychic girlfriend. And we make the mystical typical, and I will see you next time.